Good afternoon. I'm coming to talk to you today about Muddy Waters, okay? We're going to be stating some facts, some quick facts about his wonderful biography. He was a wonderful musician. Muddy Waters was an American singer and guitarist. Muddy Waters may have been born in Mississippi, but he defined Chicago blues with songs like I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Daddy, I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man. Who was Muddy Waters? Muddy Waters grew up immersed in the Delta blues and was first recorded by an archivist, Alan Lomax. In 1943, he moved to Chicago and began playing in clubs. A record deal followed, and hits like I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man and Rolling Stone made him an iconic Chicago blues man. In his early life, Muddy Waters... was born McKinley Morganfield on April 4th, 1915, in Issaquena County, Mississippi, a rural town in Mississippi River. He was given the moniker Muddy Waters because he played in the swampy puddles of the Mississippi River as a boy. His father, Ollie Morganfield, was a farmer and a blues guitar player who separated from the family shortly after Waters was born. When Waters was just 3 years old, his mother, Bertha Jones, died. He was subsequently sent to Clarksdale to live with his maternal grandmother, Dahlia Jones. Waters began to play the harmonica around the age of five and began to become quite good. He received his first guitar at age 17 and taught himself to play by listening to recordings of Mississippi blues legends such as Charlie Patton. Although Waters spent countless hours working as a sharecropper at a cotton plantation, he found time to entertain folks around town with his music. In 1941, he joined the Silas Green Tent Show and began to travel. As he began to gain recognition, his ambition grew. Then after Alan Lomax and John Work, archivist researchers for the Library of Congress Field Recording Project caught wind of Waters' unique style, they sought him out to make a recording. The songs Can't Be Satisfied and Feel Like Going Home were among his first recorded in Chicago mainstream success. In 1943, Waters finally picked up and headed to Chicago, Illinois, where music was sharpening and shaping a generation. The following year, his uncle gave him an electric guitar. It was with this guitar that he was able to develop the legendary style that transformed the rustic blues of Mississippi with the urban vibe of the big city. Working at a paper mill by day, Waters was sweeping the blues scene by night. In 1946, he had grown so popular that he had begun making recordings for big record companies such as RCA, Columbia, and Aristocrat. He landed a deal with Aristocrat, who helped with the help of a fellow Delta man named Sunnyland Smith. That's a beautiful name, right? Sunnyland Smith. But his recordings with Aristocrat received little recognition. It wasn't until 1950, when Aristocrat became Chess Records, that Waters' career began to finally take off. With hits like I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man and Got My Mojo Working, his sensual lyrics piqued interest in the young crowds of the city. Rolling Stone, one of his singles, became so popular that it went on to influence the name of one of the major music magazines, as well as one of the most famous rock bands to date. Later career. In 1951, Waters had established a full band with Otis Spahn on the piano, Little Walter on harmonica, Jimmy Rogers on second guitar, and Eaglin Evans on drums. The band's recordings was increasingly popular in New Orleans, right? Chicago and the Delta region in the United States, but it wasn't until 1958 when the group began and brought the electric blues guitar sound to England that Waters became an international star. After the English tour, Waters' fan base expanded and began to catch the attention of rock and roll community. His performance at the 1960 Newport Jazz Festival was a popular and particularly pivotal point in his career, as it caught the attention of a new fan base. Waters was able to adapt to the changing times, and his electric blues sound fit in well with the Love Generation. Waters continued to work with rock musicians throughout the 1960s and 70s and won his first Grammy Award in 1971 for the album They Call Me Muddy Waters. After his 30-year run with Chess Records, he went his separate ways in 1975, suing the record company for royalties after his final release with the Muddy Waters Woodstock. Waters signed on with Blue Sky Label after the split. He then captivated audiences with his appearance in the band's farewell performance known as The Last Waltz, an exceptionally star-studded affair that was released as a film by Martin Scorsese in 1978. So beautiful. I just love Muddy Waters. You guys should listen to him. Okay, I just love it. Let's go ahead and read it a little bit more. It says, in 1987, Walters was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 5 years later, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences awarded the musician with the Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award. Additionally, some of his most recognizable names in the business now name Waters as their single greatest influence, including Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, and Johnny Winter. All right, so that's telling you guys about the wonderful Muddy Waters. I love all genres of music. I love me some Muddy Waters. I love, 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 love that song. I'm your hoochie coochie man. I know it seems like it's a little, you know, vulgar and stuff like that, but in today's time, it fits right in there. His sound is magnificent. I love Rolling Stone as well. Guys, go check him out today, okay? Some quick facts. Again, he was born April 4th, 1915. His wonderful homegoing was April 30th, 1983. He was born in Mississippi, all right? And his name is McKinley Morganfield, but we know him best as Muddy Waters. This is Humble Dame. You guys have a wonderful day. Appreciate the legacy of someone that actually inspired you. And someone that actually inspires me that a lot of people don't know about is Muddy Waters, okay? I'm young, but I got an old soul. You guys have a wonderful day. Bye.